I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This podcast is about adult films and discusses adult content. It's not meant for anyone under 18 years old. It's also hosted by two women, so keep it in the pants, guys. Well, that is, until someone asks you to whip it out. Now strap in, remember your safety word, and enjoy this week's episode.
Aw, yeah. This is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello, and welcome to There Will Be Porn. This is a podcast about pornography. We watch the AVN's top 100 adult films from 100 to 1, think about what porn has to teach us as sex-positive women, and watch a lot of anal with condoms and ask ourselves, is this hot?
Answer is yes.
The answer is yes, always. I am one of your sexy-ass hosts. Kate, or cake, however you want to eat it, is fine. And our other person in the room.
It's Murda.
That's right. That's me. It's Murda.
It's Murda, and she's also here.
Hi, guys.
So normally we recap the AVN's top 100.
Wait, I feel like we're not coming in with enough energy right now.
I came in with so much radio energy off the top. I was like, there will be porn. We are a porn podcast. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Kate. I danced.
I think we got to say, it's motherfucking Pride Month, guys.
It's Pride Month. It's June 2019, year of our spaghetti lord. And it's Pride Month. And you know what that means, friends? We're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to watch a gay porn, which honestly, I think we've been talking about for a while anyway.
Well, it's what it... The
yes, Meredith.
LGBTQ community are not well represented in the porns that we watch.
No, they are not. Not even so close.
Much, not so much by design, obviously. We're just going through the top 100 adult films of all time.
And who would have thought that they would all be heteronormative white films?
Super hetero.
I think most people
white.
Would have guessed yes. that. We just didn't think about it, you know? Yeah.
So we figured let's pause from the countdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which we always like to do sometimes. And let's visit the other genre of porns.
Yeah, let's see what some other bodies do.
Yes.
Not just the two, not just the key and the hole.
Right.
You know? Although there's some of that in this one, too.
Here's the thing is like, especially there is always an energy in these and the porns that we watch where we're like, can you guys just suck each other's dicks already?
We love that.
And
I want it frequently.
We got to see it.
I love seeing men suck each other's penises.
I love it, too.
Actually, Meredith, can I tell you a secret?
What?
I have never seen a gay porn until today.
Okay, I've probably never seen this type of gay porn. Mm-hmm. I've certainly watched gay sex scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I should say I've seen girl on girl.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Girl on girl.
I've never seen guy on guy until today. I know that I just said I love watching men suck each other's dicks.
Right.
I have seen it in person. But I've never seen it as a porno.
I've never seen it in person. I would love to.
You got to try it.
I would love to do it. I would love to do it.
Very exciting.
I would love it if all of my male friends were more gay.
Ooh, interesting. Or more like curious. You mean more queer?
Yes.
If they just like let themselves be free?
Yes.
And like maybe they're not necessarily into other men, but they can be like into themselves more.
Yes.
Appreciating their own male bodies more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or even like,
I'm into that.
I don't know, like just be more open to a threesome with another man rather than have to have a woman there. Like be like, you don't have to fuck each other. Like, you don't have to have anal sex with each other. Like,
there's
a spectrum here where we can all have fun and it's not weird.
You can, when your dicks are all covered in like spit and lube, you can rub them together.
Yes.
Like, it's hot, you know? Also, especially like, if a face
touch
is
each other a little bit.
Face.
Like, well, who cares?
Also, yeah, jerk each other like, off I'm, a little bit.
Like, the expectation if you and me and my partner decided to sleep with a woman would be for me to touch her.
Right.
Come on, get over yourselves.
I have a story.
Yes.
Another one. Just a quick one. I went to a sex club one time.
Yes.
And my partner, who I was at the sex club with, met up with another couple. You know, this is whatever, random cute couple. And we started fooling around, you know, like you do when there's
right.
four people.
And you're so at you're a sex like, club.
And you're in a sex club. Right. That's an important addition to the story. Anyway, at one point, the couple were having sex. And I think me and my partner were ready to leave. And the guy turned around and looked at us and said, "Hey, will you put your cock in my ass?" Now, there's a lot of vibes going on, right?
Right.
Well, there's a lot of things that have been said. It's an interesting space where it's a sex club.
Right.
But the politeness to which this gentleman who was having sex with a woman
right.
turned around and said, "Hey, can you put your cock in my ass?" Just for like a second.
Really?
He didn't say that, but in my mind, he's like, just in his mind.
Or maybe just like,
just a minute.
Hot dog your dick in between my buns.
Ooh, he would have been willing for that, I'm telling you. My partner was like, not in the mood for that, so we left. But much like the movie we watched today,
right.
I my only experience, really, most of them are really sweet.
Right.
Polite.
Yes.
On the whole, you know?
And I will say, I think that was a strong characteristic of this movie.
Yeah.
And let me tell you about that movie, Caitlin.
Oh my God. Are you going to give me the plot description?
I'm going to give you the whole thing. Because we
haven't
even said the name.
Enough yet? Are we?
No. We can bullshit some
in.
More.
Okay,
but I
no,
want
don't.
To at least reference the porn that we're going to watch.
Can you? Sorry. I'll
which
stop
is called,
talking about me and seeing dicks being sucked.
Which is known as the, which is the name
uh-huh.
is Michael Lucas's La Dolce Vita.
Yeah. You've seen the other La Dolce Vita, right?
I have not.
Okay.
Is it also a porn?
No. No, it's like a famous Italian film by the director Fellini.
I do know that of that La Dolce Vita as well, but
yeah.
I just wasn't sure if it also was a porn, like a non...
I mean, it means The Sweet Life.
Yes.
So, of Zach and Cody. Honestly, that's another spinoff of the Fellini film.
It's oh my God.
Disney sitcom where the Sprouse twins live in a hotel. The Sweet
right.
Life of Zach and Cody. But also, the old La Dolce Vita movie has some of the same scenes as
oh,
this
I'm
movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Michael Lucas's ethnicity is. I guess I should
I don't
look
know.
That up.
I thought he was someone in the movie.
He is.
Oh,
he's the main character.
No.
Yeah.
Max Todd?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get into this later. I'm so excited after learning this. Oh.
Yeah.
News alert with Kate. Hi, friends. So we found out after doing this episode that the creator of the most expensive gay film of all time, La Dolce Vita, Michael Lucas, is a terrible person. Shout out to our friend Elijah, who enlightened us. So we officially want to say we do not endorse this movie. And while we're not going to lie, there were some beautiful men in it and it was fun to watch, do not buy it. Because then you'll be giving money directly to somebody who's awful. But I'm pretty sure it's on Pornhub or RedTube. So go ahead and go on there and watch it. Because why not steal what is beautiful men having sex?
Very funny. The things that you didn't know.
Look up the cast. I just watched a porn.
Here, I'll tell you about it. Okay. It was released in 2006. It was the winner of all 14 GAVN awards, including Best Picture. It's unprecedented in the history of all porn awards and breaking the current record, okay?
Okay.
Lucas Entertainment's newest major all-gay film, Michael Lucas La Dolce Vita, includes all the fabulous fashion and high production values you've come to expect from New York City's premier gay adult entertainment company. With Michael Lucas's La Dolce Vita, there's so much great fucking that we can't fit it in one disc, so we had to split it into two.
It is. It's split. Like the fucking Titanic.
We had to split the movie in two parts with 11 season total. With 11 season total and said to be the most expensive gay porn ever made.
It's probably the most expensive porn ever made.
That's not true. The pirate movie was like...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That thing was like millions of dollars. Yeah. We have to watch that at some point. Yes. Anyway.
So it stars Michael Lucas, Ben Andrews, Cole Ryan, Derek Hanson, Eric Grant, amazing. Harold Pitt, Jack Bond. Oh, my God. His real name was Jack Bond. That's really funny. The whole bunch of other dudes. And it was written by a guy named Tony DeMarco. And then it was directed by Michael Lewis and Tony DeMarco. And the runtime is 2 hours. Unless you accidentally buy the director's cut like we did, then you would be watching this motherfucker for unprecedented 3.5 hours.
Oh my God, the longest porn to ever exist ever.
Also, I just want to add, did you notice
director's cut? What did he know? Why?
Did you notice that there's the music also was by was orchestrated by Naked?
No, with an E, two E's.
And one E, two K's.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, Naked did pretty well. Is it spelled like an EDM producer? Like N-E-K-K-D?
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Oh my God, Naked. You know that Naked is still touring like with Electric Circus. 100%. Or whatever it was fucking. So, all right. We're going to talk about this incredibly long but kind of amazing movie. It's basically like The Room of Gay Porns.
Yeah, there was a lot. I originally when we were trying to decide which gay porn movie to watch, I looked up some porns, like, you know, kind of the first like known major motion gay picture gay porn.
Love it.
Like some groundbreaking ones. And then I just saw this one was the most expensive. And you know, like, and the truth is like really there's nothing you and I love more and also trust in a porn than high production value. Right. And I just feel like I know that these people were well compensated. I know that there was gonna be a fun storyline for us to laugh at, which is really the only thing I really want to watch. And the thing is also like I want to see, like, if I'm gonna watch gay men, like I want to see them in fabulous clothing and like a fun, like having at cocktail parties, having a good time at clubs, Cosmos, like listening to good music.
Other square,
I want all of the luxury that a stereotypical gay man in New York City like would exude in a movie.
It is like Sex and the City,
yes,
but with gay men.
100%.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Also totally fits into your fetish of expensive things. Yes. I only want expensive porn. This one was expensive. It was $40.
This is the most expensive porn we've had to buy.
We've never had to buy $40 worth of porn in one time before. So before we get into this incredibly long,
we'll try to give you the short porn version.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if we don't have any tangents where we giggle at each other, cut this, Caitlin, in the future. Anyway, before we get to it, we of course have to do our first segment, and in honor of us doing a gay porn and Pride Month, we are going to do a segment all about anal sex.
In the butt, I said what in the butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt, you wanna do it in my butt? In my butt, you wanna do it in my butt? In my butt, let's do it in the butt. Okay, what?
That is not to say that anal sex is only for gay cis men. Okay.
Right.
Anal sex can be for whoever has an anus, which guess what is like 99% of people. Some people, Meredith, don't have anuses. I don't know if you knew this.
I didn't mean to bring it here. Did you see the fear?
If you don't, and this isn't funny, but if you don't have a Meredith, I just, God damn it, Meredith. How can you be so heartless? Meredith, stop. If you don't have a sphincter, listen, then maybe don't have anal sex. But if you do, listeners, this segment is for you and you should consider it. Meredith is going to start us out. Meredith is going to start us out with myths about anal sex. Heartless.
Okay. All right. Oh, all right. I'm going to get through it.
You can do it. Yeah. There's only four, I think.
Okay. Well,
there's only two. There's three.
Women don't have anal sex is number one. That's a myth. That's a most very common myth.
Yeah. Women do have anal sex.
And we're here to bust it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the myth.
Okay, fine. Exhibit A. Exhibit A. I've had anal sex. Meredith, have you had anal sex?
I have.
Okay, cool. See, myth busted.
100% of the women in this room have had anal sex. A 2016 study found that 12.2% of American women had done it within the last 3 months.
So 12.2% of people, American women, are having anal sex a lot.
Yeah.
Like frequently.
Yeah. That's a lot of women.
Do we think those 12.2% are all porn stars?
No.
Okay, I'm with you. Right, because we're not.
No.
We're just porn podcasters.
I definitely haven't had it within the last 3 months, though.
Yeah, I haven't had it that frequently. Yeah. That's fair. Okay.
I'm very infrequent.
Yeah. Either way, it's a good time. Next myth, Meredith, that we have to bust
We got to bust it. It hurts. Okay?
Yeah.
It fucking hurts, or it doesn't.
It doesn't hurt.
The myth is that it hurts.
I mean, it does hurt.
If you're not properly prepared,
right,
it will hurt.
Right.
But if you're properly prepared,
you feel real good.
The external anal sphincter is one of the most sensitive parts of the human body and one of the densest concentrations of nerve endings. Boom. You can get a lot of pleasure from external anal stimulation without ever going inside.
You hear that? Just play with your butt.
It's true.
You don't have to go all hog in there. Meredith, stop. It's not funny. Stop. Oh. Some people don't. They can't hug it.
I know.
Meredith.
I know. I'm sorry.
I hope you change during the course of this episode.
Also, obviously, men have prostate.
Yes, they do.
Over women. So women who participate in it or receive it seem to enjoy it more than most. Mm-hmm. Some men find that they achieve quick, intense orgasms when having their prostate massaged, and either by a partner or with a sex toy. The stimulation is direct with a finger, a penis, or device applied through the rectum. Mm-hmm. The targeted area is sometimes compared to the women's G-spot, and men who experience prostate orgasm sometimes feel them all over their body.
Yeah.
So it's like the closest thing you can to get like to getting a female orgasm.
Yes.
So men, check yourself.
Male parts. People with male parts.
Check yourself.
Check
yourself and wreck yourself.
Yeah. Wreck that prostate.
Wreck it hard.
I want to say a lot of this information is from the International Society for Sexual Medicine.com. Because I went to a real source.
Whoa.
That's a real source. Anyway.
Like they'll help bust myths.
They're myth busters.
Myth busters.
International Society of Busting Those Myths Up.
Also, do you want to hear a little more about the prostate?
Always.
It is a walnut-sized gland found below the bladder. It produces seminal fluid, which mixes with sperm and forms the ejaculate that is propelled for the penis during orgasm.
Wow. Prostate does a lot.
It does.
Gives you G-spot pleasure and makes your delicious cum juices.
Yes. It makes it all happen.
I'd say the prostate is the woman president of the body.
It's
it does so much. We don't even talk about it.
We don't. The women president. We ignore female presidents anyway. So like the possibility of.
Exactly.
But you want to know what?
They do all the work.
They do.
Or they could, potentially, if you went in there and played with them a little bit.
I would
stimulated them.
I think a non-hot take would be like Hillary Clinton did more while during Bill Clinton's term than Bill Clinton.
Ooh, a hot take. A hot political take.
A non-hot take. Like, I bet it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. She worked hard. And we know what Bill was doing, stimulating his prostate.
Yes.
Oh, Billy.
But those are the myths about anal.
There's one more.
Oh, yeah.
Final myth.
Sorry.
No.
There's another one to bust.
There's one more myth to bust up.
It's not about anuses. It's sort of about anuses.
It's about anuses.
Only gay men and women want stuff in their butt.
Myth.
Pegging is a thing now.
Pegging is a thing.
It's always been a thing, but
yeah. Pegging is when men in heterosexual relationships want stuff put in their butt. Usually a dildo strapped onto a lady.
Yeah, I would love.
You know how much I want to peg people.
Yeah, same.
Just regularly. They'll enjoy it too. We just talked about the prostate and the external anal gland.
Yep.
Everyone would enjoy it.
I agree.
Be just a tour de force of me going around pegging everyone. Get in line, baby. Yeah. This dick never goes down. Because it's plastic.
Would you get tired, though, probably?
Yeah, I guess so. I would.
Yeah.
I guess that thrusting is... I mean, just watching people thrust in this movie today was exhausting.
Yeah.
So much. Okay. Now, let's say that you decide that these myths have been busted. You want to have some awesome, safe...
And you want your butt
consensual,
busted.
Consensual, amazing...
Busted on.
You want your anal sphincter to be busted wide open and that in a sexual way.
You want it pointing to the camera and spread wide open to show
ready
that,
for your,
show
that, you
that butthole is ready to receive.
Yes. Well, don't worry, because we have the steps to have this kind of sex that you want to have, and we encourage it. So, number one step to having anal... And a lot of this is from cosmopolitans.com steps to having anal sex, and then also vice.com beginner guide to anal sex. But the first step is to have a personal conversation with your butt. Say, hey butt, I see you. I feel you. I'm ready to get down with you.
Ooh.
So your butt hole, your anus, is surrounded by two sets of muscles that open and close two sphincters, an external sphincter that we talked about being full of nerve endings, and an internal one. The external sphincter is easy to access and relatively easy to clench, shut, or relax, you know, when you're doing those squeezes.
Yep.
I'm doing them right now. And the internal sphincter is located about an inch farther in. It does not take orders nearly so readily, but with practice, it can too be brought into the team. Also, I don't know if you knew this, after you get past your two sphincters, you get into the cavity where you hold your poop. It's your poop stop.
Right.
It's your little, like, a way station on the side of a highway. Yep. If you get 4 to 6 inches past that, it's a right turn to your intestines.
Oh!
It's a big old 90-degree turn, which is why everybody should get squatty potties.
Yes.
Because it helps straighten that turn out.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I highly recommend.
And it's why you can get really far up in the butt
if
you squat.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
You can get all the way in them intestines.
Yeah.
So first thing you should do, now that you know all these things about your butt and you already have a conversation open with it, is you should get a couple fingers inside there, preferably when you're in the shower. I've put my fingers in my butt in the shower. Have you, Meredith?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're well acquainted with our behinds. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to want to talk to your partner and you're going to be like, I've got some myths I want to bust with you. And your partner's going to be like, I've been thinking about the exact same myths that we're going to bust together. And then you talk about whose myth is going to be busted.
Yeah.
Which myth are we busting? Are we busting both myths?
Preferably.
Well, that'd be chill. We're trading it off. That's fine. Switchy switch. But... whatever myth it is that you're going to bust,
right,
you need to prepare it.
Yes.
So there's a few things you should know to prepare. You need lube.
Okay? Yes.
Lube, and then also fingers and toys, like you've been using in the shower on yourself, right, to like loosen that baby up. Get it comfortable. You don't want to dive right in there, you know. You want to get her to kind of open up her on her own.
Yeah.
The myth before you bust it. And the first time you do it, you might bleed a little because you have a virgin myth.
Yes.
That has never been busted before. You have a virgin myth that has never been busted before. So it might bleed a little.
Yep.
And that's okay. It's fine. As long as it's not super painful, you're good to go.
Yeah.
And then finally.
I mean, your butt bleeds all the time already. I'm sure you, everyone
well,
that listens.
My butt is constantly bleeding.
I'm sure that everyone that's listened to this has had like a shitty poop. Like a real
post-hangover,
yes.
Dehydrated poop.
It just doesn't treat you well.
No.
And it leaves you bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens. You get through it. It heals quickly.
Through it. Right. And hopefully in this case, you're not dehydrated. You're just prepping your sphincter for some penetration. Now, we've talked about the myth that needs to be busted, which is to say the opening to this story.
Yes.
The anus, yes. Right? And its sphincters. What happens when you get in there?
I don't know, Caitlin. Tell me.
Well, that's where the poop is stored. So maybe you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to have anal 6 hours from now.
Right.
And I want to be fresh as a daisy.
Yeah.
I want to be like these men in this yes. porn that we watched where not a sign of any kind of fecal matter was anywhere to be found.
That's true.
And there are some really easy ways to do this. One, life hack we have from a couple friends of ours, fiber pills. Take fiber pills the morning of. It'll really clean you out.
Yeah.
Just simple. Well, baby,
it's a good
simple
one.
Thing. And then also douching. You can douche a couple hours before. You're going to want to be near bathroom because it's an enema. But there are, Meredith, did you open the link to this douche that I sent you?
I haven't.
This is a fancy custom made douche. I want you to open the link and look at it.
Fortrough.com.
Yeah, they make really good
gay male
products.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can use them.
He looks like a sailor.
Yeah.
Like he looks
pirate.
A pirate.
Yeah. He's got some tattoos. He's a beard. And
these pictures to model this douche are quite funny.
They're very sexual.
Bum blaster silicone.
Called the bum blaster silicone. Now, what's special about this douche, from what I understand, it has a one-way valve, which means that no poop water gets back into it.
Great.
So you can use it more than once.
That's great.
And it comes with a little travel pack.
I love it.
So that's, now public service announcement in this preparation. Don't douche too much because you can dehydrate your rectum.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Do it every once in a while. Make sure you feel good. And then finally, you should probably almost always wear condoms when you're having anal sex just because of bacteria.
Yeah.
It's not even about STIs or anything like that. It's more just about like, you're putting your urethra in there and some bacteria could get into your urethra. And that's messy.
I will say
protect it.
The flow, like watching males who have anal sex regularly, right?
Yeah.
Watching the flow with what and the care that they perform the act, it really just it relieved me because we've seen so much anal sex.
How many times
that we just don't like the order of it?
No.
No. There's not enough condoms.
No, never.
And it's always
condoms.
There's always
always
like
looks dry.
Well, they're always go to anal and then very
back
often
to vaginal.
Back to vaginal or back
to
or
face.
back to mouth sometimes.
Yeah,
and that is never good.
No.
And these professional men always would have anal.
With a condom.
Take the condom off and then ejaculate in someone's
gorgeous.
Mouth or face or
beautiful.
Whatever. And I was just like, that's exactly what I want.
Ugh. Anyway.
It was great.
It really was truly great. And I'm excited to start talking about
condoms.
Condoms, yep.
Use
condoms.
Them.
That's the biggest takeaway from here. Touch your butt. Use those condoms.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Touch your butt a lot if you want to make
it
easier.
Yes.
Use a lot of lube.
Yeah.
And use it with condoms.
Yeah. And be honest.
Yeah.
Be yourself. Don't be mean to people who don't have anuses. Don't be like Meredith. Don't be like Meredith and laugh at people. I'm kidding. I love you, Meredith. I know you didn't mean it.
Sorry.
All right. You ready to recap this movie?
The Sweet Life.
La Dolce Vita. What's our recap jingle up into this B?
More like house music or something like,
The oomph, 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 summer 2002. Radio world. Porn recaps.
Gay recap.
Or Recaps.
Porn recap. Pride edition. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. I can make something out of that, I'm sure. Warning up top about my recap. Just a warning for everyone. I don't know what kind of mood I was in today, but I call everyone some kind of boy. Some kind of good boy. They're all good boys of many kinds. Enjoy. Okay.
Also,
the first scene kind of kicked it off and I couldn't stop from there.
Why don't you also explain how you watched this film?
Oh, yes. I should also qualify that I watched this film backwards. Like we said earlier, it comes in two VHSs like the movie The Titanic. And I accidentally watched number two first. Truly did not know what was going on. I got two and a half hours through the second half. And then I went to go watch what I thought was the second half and realized it was the first half. Also, there was a period of time where I thought I was finished completely because yes. Both halves start with credits. So I was like, oh, I already watched this. Well, maybe I accidentally watched the director's cut and there's a regular cut in here.
Watched the second part and the second part has the ending. So you're like, oh, this is the ending. And I'm like, you watched all of that very fast. And I want you to know I watched it
in a way that makes any sense. And we'll get to that.
I watched it from 4 p.m. to like 7. So...
You had your own film festival,
yeah,
with Michael Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first part of this movie, the first part that I watched last. The opening credits. They just watching them. There was a song. It was B-roll of New York at Night. The music was very 1990s.
Well, and the montage. Montage was so long.
It was a very long montage that listed all the people who were involved in the production of this movie. Which is a lot.
Because most expensive porn.
Ever. Well, gay porn. it reminded me of 50 Shades of Grey. It was very like alluring, very sexual, very like executive New York. Yeah. It was like either 50 Shades of Grey or American Psycho is where I thought this was going. And we landed there, yes. To be honest. So we open up on, you guessed it, it's a gay movie, a drag show. And Rue is here, except it's not Rue.
It's not a drag show.
Looks like
it's a fashion show.
It's a fashion show, but the person who's like at the lead.
Yeah, the person who like kicks off the whole thing.
Right. She's singing in the beginning. Okay. So she walks down the runway. Then it's like, it shows that it's truly like a New York Fashion Week fashion show, and it's like strut power, and there's like, and it's all male models showing off the fashion of the name on the wall, which is J Bond, and there are people who are like making out in the back. It feels very Devil's Wear Prada. There's a guy with a headset on who goes, has anyone seen Ben?
Yeah,
and I was like, "Where's Ben? What happened?"
I know.
I'm super concerned about Ben. There's a lot of coke here. Like, where's Ben?
I was very much hoping that the show was gonna open up with like drama about Ben.
Where's Ben?
But it's right.
We never find him.
We just watched a fashion show, and there's only two types of fashions,
right?
Suit, or underwear
with a tuxedo top. Yeah.
Some sort of like sensible outerwear.
If I could go.
So many nice bodies,
I really want to go to an event that is, instead of being black tie, it's black jockstrap. And so you have to wear a tuxedo top and a jockstrap bottom. I want to go. I would wear it. Let my butt hang out. You want to talk about a great squatty potty situation? Just don't wear any pants back there. Okay. So.
I agree. I want to go to that event as well. It sounds great.
So we've got strut. And the song is literally strut. And my question was, is J Bond a real brand? Who cares? And then this is essentially the end of this scene. I just wrote sexy boy, then a naked man. Because naked man shows up on the runway. Okay. Then the next thing we go to is a party. right? It's the after party. Yes. Everybody's schmoozing in their lime green fucking button ups right. and their shiny blazers.
Yes.
Because it's the 90s. Uh-huh. And some guy comes up to our lead character, Max Todd, who is, I just continue to describe him as this fancy Italian boy. Just fancy Italian boy.
Do you think, is that, you
I
think
can't tell if he's French or Italian. It doesn't matter. Is that,
I gotta look it up.
Look him up. He looked Italian to me. The way he spoke was, I'm doing French now because I cannot do Italian in a way that doesn't sound like Mario. So I didn't want to do Mario.
Russian Israeli.
Wow. Well, okay. He has a unique accent. I don't know my accents well. I can just do Lumiere, as you just heard, and Mario, which you won't hear.
He is a man with a lot of Botox and plastic surgery.
Now?
Yeah.
Wow. Because he looked young and good looking then. Okay. So, but he looks like, I should have guessed Russian because this old Moldovan man I used to work with looks exactly like Max Todd.
Right.
Boyan, I hope you're out there listening. That you know you look like this model.
He's an attractive guy.
Gay director.
He's got a good body and he has a huge dick.
And he has a massive pee. So Boyan, it's a compliment. Anyway, another hot guy comes up. There's three hot guys there. One of them's like, hey, Max Todd, I love your book. And then, are you still writing for that tabloid magazine? And are you still here trying to score tight ass? Because there was another man who walked up and then walked away and he assumed they were hitting on each other. Which I love how much there's just like, whenever there's other men in the room, it's like, we're all hitting on each other? Yes. That's just like a theme of this
right.
movie.
Yes. Anyway. Oh yeah, they all want to fuck each other.
I want to live in that world.
Like,
we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. Anyway, so we learn in some like fun drama that Max Todd, our lead character, hates the designer Jay Bond. Now, listen, I'm gonna get into some drama here, and I wish I could tell you that it matters for this movie. It doesn't, but it is juicy, so I'm gonna tell you. Okay, so.
It is the whole fact that none of this fashion show makes matters.
Okay.
Except for I do love the character of Jay Bond.
He's
very
amazing.
Much.
Okay. So Jay Bond comes back from backstage from his fashion show, and this woman who's a reporter approaches him. And while she comes up to him, Max Todd is talking about how much he fucking hates Jay Bond. And he's like, I'm going to break his fucking neck, which is so aggressive to start.
Yeah.
But whatever. And then anyway, so this woman asks Jay Bond, she goes, where do you get the inspiration for this year's collection?
Great show. Can you tell us what inspired this year's collection?
My inspiration comes from all over arts, entertainment.
And he goes, you know, and he's British, you know, art, TV, on the street, everywhere, look.
Yes.
And she's like, last year's collection had some Islamic writing in it, and you received death threats. How do you feel about blah, 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 blah? This is legitimately all the movie.
You are.
This is legitimately all the movie. And it's fine. People don't understand my work. I don't care about them because this is all fucking nonsense. I was like, am I watching a porn still? I couldn't figure it out. Okay. So then the guy who's with Max, I forget his name. Do you know his name? It doesn't matter. He's a cute guy in the beginning of the movie. Maybe it's Curtis. Sure. Curtis is like
trying to flirt with him, but then walks away.
No, it doesn't matter, Meredith. Listen, there's a man there with Max.
The limo friend?
The limo friend.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know his name either.
It doesn't matter. So he's like, Max, don't you get tired of all this fancy New York Manhattan stuff? And Max is like, yeah, I mean, I guess so. And then Jay Bond comes up with like his like fashion posse, and they're just throwing shade everywhere.
Max, it's so good to see you. Glad good you could make it.
Of course, you're always so...
A lot of what?
Controversial.
Ah, but then you like controversy, don't you? But back to my work, darling.
Like, no, but also only saying nice things to each other. Like, none of them say what they mean. It's like, oh, Max, good to see you here, I suppose. And Max is like, oh, it was a good show. Oh, did you like it? Yes, I liked it. And then the other guy, this blonde dude is like, oh, by the way, our boss is here. And everyone's like, oh, I guess we should go now. And it's like, they all fucking hate each other, but they don't say anything. Okay.
Oh, God.
Which is how I feel sometimes. So apparently back in the day, Max reported on the bad, bad designer boy who goes, and then so the bad, bad designer boy, Jay Bond, goes in the back with his security boy.
This is honestly, though, this is honestly my favorite sex scene.
So funny.
This sex scene is so these now to what these two
I don't love coercion. What but these it's two
actors
so are hot in this scene.
Well, also that guy is just making
he's so wiggly.
He is making so much eye contact with the camera, like, and yeah. really just like trying yeah. to sell you.
It's Randy Westing
like,
it.
Like he really is just like. Giving you open mouth, sexy face the whole time. And then I think he also like kisses, like this is the thing. I think it's like, it's also like the first real gay, like first kiss on screen, right?
Yes. Yes. With the security boy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's the first kiss on screen and they're so gentle.
Yeah.
They're like, really they, sweet. He just like pecks him. And I'm like, mm-hmm. he's trying to assault this boy, but he's really doing it so gently. And it's
I want to clarify because this will come up later. These are men that I'm calling boys, but they're men. There are no boys in this film.
Yeah. None of them
There's
look like
boys. There's a brief mention of a boy.
They don't even look like boys.
We're not going to talk about that until later. But
the
security boy.
He does not enjoy it. He is not.
Well, he's like, sir, your hand.
And he's like, oh, you know where my hand is.
I have to do the bad, bad designer boy. You know where I won't put my hand. I'm going to put it on your pants. You know who pays the bills. And he's like, sir, I don't think this is appropriate. I need to have my job. And he's like, I'll give you your job by putting it in my butt. And so that's what they do. And it's coercion, but it is hot, 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 hot.
He never, listen, I love this bodyguard's whole thing because he never smiles at all.
No, but he has an amazing dick and body.
Yeah.
He's not a cute face at all.
It's very.
Which I was expecting more of that. We actually have some cute faces, which was fine. But this particular man did not have a cute face, but hot, hot bod. And they're in the hall. They're in like the service hallway too, which is also hot, but also like, you don't respect each other, but it's fine. I was fine with it, you know? And then our bad designer boy turns around and is like, oh yeah, you want to see my butt? And it's just like wiggling and grinding against security boy. He's like, yeah, look at it. And security boy's like, I can't look at it. You're grinding on me. But it's fun.
The way he is rubs his butt up against him is so funny.
Yeah, you're a dirty boy. Security boy. And then our security boy man starts, just immediately puts his dick in our bad, bad designer boy.
Yeah.
Okay. And
they are wearing a condom.
They are wearing a condom, but there was no prep, which, you know what? I feel like designer boy was already ready to go. Like, he was in the back doing coke. You know, he was getting himself ready.
Yes.
But then Max and his friend, our limo friend, who is, there's no limo yet, but just hang on to that clue, catch bad, bad designer boy with security boy in the hallway. And they laugh at them. Well, anyway, Max and his limo friend, they go and they get into a limo. It's Max's limo, I think, because he talks to the driver.
I don't think so.
Later.
No, it's the other. I think it's the other guy's limo. Yeah.
Well, to point this, they start talking about the pain of having too much money.
Yeah.
You know, apparently Max has to work at his job, but it's like fine. It's paying the bills. And the other man never has to worry about money because he just has so much of it. They're both not happy about it. Yeah. You know, they're tired of having money, which. You know what I'm going to say? Supports the idea of communism. Okay? Communism is pansexual. It's across all porns. And it's bringing down the demon of capitalism through our genitals. Thank you, communism, for making your appearance here in La Dolce Vita. Okay, so...
It makes sense that it would come from La Dolce Vita and like
Italians,
an Italian. Fascism, and then also, and like, then also starring a Russian guy.
How did I miss that, Meredith? It's starring a Russian guy.
And also, he directed it.
Wow. This whole movie is a love letter to communism, Meredith.
Yes.
It's a story about trying to achieve success individually when really you should just be successful for the state. Also sex with whoever you want.
I mean, he is convinced to write the expose. I mean, spoiler alert. But at the end of the movie, Max, who is a journalist, I don't think we've mentioned
that
really.
You're skipping years ahead with how long this movie is. But go on.
But he he is convinced by the state to write an expose for about his friend going to jail.
Yeah, and his friend went to jail because he tried to succeed too much.
And so him...
He tried to fly too close to the sun.
Him agreeing to writing the piece for the magazine, like, good for the people. Like, he's doing taking good for orders. The people.
Exactly. Listen, that's a lot. We just dumped a lot on you. Don't worry about it. We'll get to all of this fun stuff that happened. Okay. It's way
there's
down the
a,
road.
There's a
it's
lot so of storylines.
Okay. All right. Well, now we change scenes. Okay. We've moved out of the limo and our touch of communist propaganda. And now we're in an IKEA apartment. That's how I would describe it. It's basically an apartment that's in an IKEA.
Also, but these are the two guys.
Yes, it's the blonde coworker who earlier was with Jay Bond when there was the whole shade throw around. And he was like, our boss Mitchell is here. Now he's in the room with another young boy.
Yeah.
They both look like young, fresh boys.
Yeah.
Maybe 25.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean. And they're making out. And they're making out sensually, which many of the men in this movie make out sensually. They did a thing where they slammed each other's tongues together. Did you witness that?
Yeah. Well, when I was watching this scene, I thought, you know, men kiss really hard. Like, they're trying to break each other's necks.
Yeah, because they have such strong, thick necks for
so
those boys.
So they kiss really hard. And it's like, they're trying, I don't know.
It's like an arm wrestling
match. It
looks
really painful.
Yes. Yeah, so they were slamming each other's tongues together. And then they got on the bed and started making out. First, there was a dick sucking. The blonde boy was sucking the other boy. Well, I gotta stop saying boy. They're making out. The ADR in these movies is like, yum, yum, yum. It's very intense. All the sound design
sound,
in this movie.
The sound
is so intense.
The sound is not great for like one of the most expensive gay porns.
Well, they spent a lot on lube.
That's true.
So much on lube. So then they did an enthusiastic 69 where they were like humping each other's faces. That was hot. And then I wrote down just some white boys sucking each other's penises.
It's true.
I also wrote, Meredith, I wrote, get that condom out and put it in that sweet milky butt. I was really into this. Also, remember, I'm watching this after already watching it.
Yeah, you're primed.
At this point, I'm already into all the butt that's about to happen here. My inner and outer sphincter are open.
I think they also have like very good rim jobs in this like scene, I think.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Very good. Very fun rimmies.
There's a lot of like ass worship. Yeah. And they're basically in this scene, they're just doing the same thing to each other until the anal sex happens. And then there's the blonde boy is the bottom. And he has a scrotum piercing. Did you see that?
I did.
That was pretty amazing. It's like a door knocker at the bottom of the penetration. And then there was one thing that the blonde guy, I love the blonde guy. He's so good. The one guy's fucking him from behind like doggy. And he goes, the brown haired guy goes, take it deep. And the blonde guy turns around and he goes, give it to me deep. Which I was like, oh, burn on that guy's dick. It was just really fun. Well, and then
on that blonde guy, he also, it's a boy, like one of his groans is like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I think he said, oh, mother at one point, honestly. He was amazing.
His exclamations were fantastic.
But then the guy who's fucking him from behind starts slapping his butt really hard. So intense.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote wowzers. And then they switched to missionary, and the blonde guy did another thing that just had me dying, where the one guy was fucking a missionary with the blonde guy's legs up in the air, and the blonde guy's holding his dick and slapping it against the guy's stomach. I was like, blonde boy, what are you doing? You cute. You're so fun. And that's it. And then they come to fruition. Eventually there's, come. It doesn't matter. Listen, the best part, I should say, because this is our first cum shot.
Yeah.
For me, it was like my 15th. parts. But for you listeners, this is your first cum shot in your first gay porn experience with There Will Be Porn. Here's a great thing about gay pornography with men. Everybody comes.
Yeah.
Nobody's faking any orgasms anywhere. I pull out of your ass and pull my condom off and I come. You have been jerking yourself off the whole time and having your fucking prostate stimulated. You come. Everybody comes hard. Everybody's whole body tenses and comes. Very hot and very satisfying.
There was one guy who had a very crazy orgasm at some, like in one of, I forget what, I think in the threesome scene actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. And we'll get to that as well. Like everybody comes and it's great. Yeah. Everybody's having a good time. Yeah. Okay. So our first full sex scene is over. And now we're back in the limo with Max Todd and his limo friend.
Yeah.
And I wrote down how can he afford a limo, but you clarified for me that it was his friend's limo. I just want the listeners to know.
Yeah.
Because they were wondering, you know, because they're constantly worried about the economics of these stories.
Communism.
They pull the limo over because they're being hailed by this like young boy couple. God, I literally they're all boys. I gotta look up how many times I said boy. Can you do that?
Control F, hang boy. And it will tell you how many items found.
Boy. 29. All righty. So I'm going to try and avoid the rest of them. Okay. Max Todd pulled over in the limo to pick up these two young men boys, and offered them a ride home. And the one guy was like, yeah, I live in Brooklyn. And they were like, cool, we'll come with you. We're just hanging out, doing stuff. And then Derek gets in the car. His name is Derek. He's the young man that they picked up on the side of the street. And he's like, what have you been up to? And he's like, oh, I've just been at bars. What have you been up to? And they're like, samesies. We came from a fashion show. And he was like, oh, I was a model in that fashion show. And they were like, great. Again, I wish this conversation was useful. It's not to the story. But
do you know what?
It's great.
Do you have weed?
Do you have weed? And he's like, no, not on me. I've got it at my place. So then they go
to his place.
They go to Brooklyn, which... magical realism, okay? No fucking wealthy fucking Manhattan gay men are going to go to Brooklyn.
Well,
if
you have a limo the whole night,
I guess you can go wherever you want.
Yeah, and also part of it is just being in the limo. So like, why not go to Brooklyn?
Here's what I think, because when they show up, now they show up to his apartment and it's like, you know, like posters like pinned to the walls and like his bed is in the same room with his kitchen. It's like they were like, we want to see how the other half lives. Right. We've been keeping down the working man. Right.
Yes.
Because we're the pig-headed oligarchs a la Animal House, the famous book from the 50s by George Orwell about communism. So they just want to see how the other half lives, how they're keeping the man down. So they show up to Derek's apartment in Brooklyn. So Derek, little model boy, is like, yeah, let's make out, and starts making out with trust fund boy. That's what I named them. Anyway, and Max Todd is like, yeah, I'm going to get in on this. And so they all just start. Listen, there's no conversation about who they are, what they are to each other. And I like that. I'm fine with it. But they all just start getting naked, and a BJ happens. Everyone is really hot. Derek's not that hot, but it's fine. Threesome is happening, and
I wrote
a threesome is happening. Yo, listen again. I watched the first half, second, and okay.
So the best sex scene was the last one you saw.
Yep. It was so long. This sex scene we're in right now is an hour long. And I shit you not, I'm not using hyperbole like that. Took 1,000 years. This sex scene was an hour long. Count the minutes. I did.
It is, but it's good.
It is quite good.
Like the position, what these men do.
What?
And
the
also,
things
you know what?
That I these
love,
men do.
I will say, this is what I think a really true revelation of like how much of various sex scenes we saw in this movie was how many men put their legs behind their head.
Yes, the flexibility.
I really like that. And it's also like just obviously another easy like to not be on all fours.
You don't have to do the same position every time. It's great. And they start doing stuff like that. It's you great. Know, trust fund boy is getting a BJ from Derek.
He's like in a push up position over his mouth a lot of the time.
Yes. And then this is just the beginning, guys. Buckle in. And then Max Todd whips his dick out. Yo, that dick though. This is the first time we see his dick, and it's fucking big. Holds an arm.
It is.
It's, you have to get a squatty potty out to take that dick. You're not gonna take it with your legs down.
Yeah.
That's a full-on ass dick.
I think that he's I read his profile on his website, michaellewis.com, and it did say he is a top.
Not Michael Lewis, Michael Lucas.
Michael Lucas, sorry.
But I love that Michael Lewis could be involved now. It's not the Big Short, it's the Big Long, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So what were you saying? I'm so sorry.
He is a top.
Then there's just blowjobs everywhere. Like you're never gonna have a moment without a blowjob. So just but in this part specifically, they're in a triangle formation, and it's like you get a blowjob, you get a blowjob, you get a blowjob into eternity. It is a circle of blowjobs that probably solves the space-time continuum. Like they're interconnected. It is the completed human centipede.
Uh-huh. I love a double blowjob too. Like where they just shove them in each other's. They shove all of them in their mouth.
Yes, both cheeks need a dick in it. Okay, and then they just seem so happy to be doing this. They literally, these boys were having the time of their lives. And then the guy, they're doing the dick in the mouth, dick in the mouth thing. One of them is kneeling, one of them is standing, and then they take the guy on the bottom who's laying down and they spin him like a top.
I will say.
They spin him around. And then they start, at one point, there's one guy on the bottom who's getting, I think, fucked or getting his dick sucked or something. And then there's two guys. And then there's two guys who have stacked their dicks into the mouth of the guy getting fucked. So they've got, or I don't know, that doesn't make sense mathematically. But just at one point, there's two dicks stacked on top of each other going in like clap. Like, not clap, but you know what? Like a bird's beak into this guy's mouth. And that was pretty amazing. And I really, I like dicks stacked on dicks. And then at one point, the guy who was on the bottom flips on top and he's doing a plank and his leg is extended out and it looks like he's got one leg below him. It looks like he's fucking hovering. It looks like he's hovering while he's getting his dick sucked and he's eating somebody's butt and he's hovering on this bed, table. It doesn't matter. It's a ballet. This
it really
threesome is a ballet.
It is. I will say I've now watched this and I think male gay sex is homosexual sex is the superior sex.
I really say that because it suggests that men are better at a thing than us. But this was great.
I really
there's
like.
There's a move where one guy, all he is bent over. But there's one guy sucking his dick. There's another guy eating his butt. He's getting it from all angles on his genitals. Ultimate stimulation.
But
those two guys are not doing just that. They're not just eating his butt and sucking his dick, Meredith. They're also having intercourse, missionary.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Then they flip one guy around and they're doing missionary and he's got his legs in the air. And then one guy starts sucking his toes, sucking his boy toes, Meredith. He puts a foot in his mouth, Meredith. Meredith's going to the bathroom. Are you going to pee? Are you going to pee yourself? Meredith, he sucked his toes. Meredith's back. Everyone is getting their pleasure on. It does, however, feel like it won't stop. At this point, I realize I'm 35 minutes into this sex scene and we're nowhere near the end, Meredith.
The fact that
we're in the Sahara.
Well, every
of
time
not sex scenes, but
every time he would like pull out, like they would be fucking basically the guy that they picked up and lives in Brooklyn. Like he was the one getting
getting
in the butt.
Yes. Yeah,
for the longest.
He was mostly the bottom. Yeah.
Do you want to just get to the end now of it? Or is there anything else to mention about
it? No, there's nothing else to mention except there's one thing that happened that I have a feeling you noticed.
Okay.
They came on him and then they gave him little goodnight kisses.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Was these kisses are so, I was like, what? This is more gentle than I've ever I've ever treated another man in my life.
Brooklyn boy.
And I was like, is this what men want? Is this what they
my little Brooklyn boy.
But no, it's his friend. He kisses his friend like
also,
that.
Also, I love you, trust fund boy.
And he kisses trust fund boy.
I kiss you on the nose.
On the nose.
I give you a little boop kiss on the nose. I love you.
I did it to Duron. I was like, is this weird? And he was like, what is this?
After you fucking rim and pound a young boy. Jesus Christ. What am I saying? Let me restart. After you fucking rim and pound a young model man that you find on the street, you know what you do, Meredith?
What?
You tuck him in and you put him to bed. You make sure he has good dreams. You make him feel safe.
Good night. Pull up the blankets, roll taut.
Just tuck him in like a little snug as a bug.
Give him a glass of water.
Good night. Don't let those bed bugs bite you. Oh, man. I saw those good, sweet little boy night kisses, and I was like, Meredith loves this shit, and you did not disappoint.
It was my favorite. I was like, what?
Kisses. Okay. Max comes home after his hour fucking, anyway, which this is porn time, so it probably took days he was gone. He comes home, and Corey, the boy who wasn't giving it deep enough from earlier,
yeah,
is home. And Corey is his boyfriend. And Corey is very fucking... Now, listen, I know everything that happens with Corey and Max because I've already watched the end
right
before I get to this point. But so for me, I was like, oh, that's why they're like that. But anyway, Corey is very upset because Max has been out all night when he should be working on his book. And instead, he's a gossip slinger for a magazine. And he's out there fucking whoever he wants to fuck. And they're supposed to be in a relationship. And he just loves being miserable. And Max is lazy and he should finish his book.
Instead of staying out till all hours doing what I can only imagine, you could be working on your book.
And Corey's like, I already finished my book because I'm a good little productive boy. And he's like, fine. And he leaves.
Well, also he's mad because he's like cheating on him.
Yes. Also, of course, we're all mad about that.
I just mean there is that. Like, he is like, you just have sex with whoever you want.
I know. Max Todd is he's a top. He's on top of everybody.
And he is somebody who definitely is like, you know, a sex addict.
Blah, blah, blah. It's Kate again. Listen, I guess our Pride Edition episodes involve me interrupting, which I don't know what that says about my relationship with Meredith. Maybe I'm the top. Anyway, this episode, because as we've been complaining about this movie being about 4 hours long, this episode is a two-parter. It's two halves because Meredith and I watched what felt like five movies. So we hope you enjoyed the first half of this Pride Edition, There Will Be Porn episode, and our next episode will be the second half, which will be Meredith's recap, which I gotta tell you, the second half of this movie is fucking insane and raucous, and Meredith does not disappoint. Does she notice decor in the background? Yes, she does. Does she make ridiculous jokes about what people are wearing and how their penises are shaped? Of course. We do not disappoint. Okay, bye, I love you. Oh, wait, also follow us on the internet at There Will Be PRN, because you can't spell porn on the internet without the FBI coming for you. And, you know, you can go to morebanana.com/therewillbeporn and you can find pictures of Meredith and I there looking real fun and having some fun with microphones. Also, Twitter is the same handle, There Will Be PRN. And you can email us at, this is confusing, twbdpodcast@gmail.com, or you can email us at info@morebanana.com also. you can just get or just slide into our DMs. And, you know, cheers to a happy ending, friends. Love you. You ready to go? What do I hear?
Is there a vacuum?
You hear vacuum?
Is he blow drying his hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves himself a lot. But then he doesn't at the same time. It's really weird.
He just knows how to take care of himself, you know?
He's a good boy. He's a good boy. Loves his mom. He loves Jesus. And being a good boy.